Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. On this episode, we are excited to be joined, and I will say excited to be joined, by Benny Fowler, Vice President of Business Development at Z3 Talent, headquartered in Denver, Colorado. Keep that Denver in mind for a moment. On today's show, Mr. Fowler shares details on his transition from professional sports, where he played in Denver, to executive search. He played elsewhere as well. He also discusses how his experiences in the NFL helped to mold him into the search executive he is today. Benny, great to talk with you. I know you're a Michigan guy as well, so I don't want to ignore that part of your life either, but I know you got a varied background. But now in Denver, how's everything?
Everything's great. Denver's one of the best cities, if not, I think it's the best city. That's why I'm living here. But I just love this city in terms of what it offers, what it brings. You know, winning a championship here definitely helps. But, you know, 300 plus days of sunshine, incredible people, incredible scenery. It's just, it's an incredible place to be and to grow as an entrepreneur.
And I will tell you, literally before we started, before you came on with me, I just watched your catch in the Super Bowl, the 2-point conversion that really sealed the game. That, you know, quick moment on that had to be just a remarkable moment for you.
Yeah, it was an incredible moment. It's where everything just really came full circle for me in terms of my entire sports career, playing on the biggest stage and playing with a legendary Hall of Famer like Peyton Manning. You know, it was just incredible. And the fact that even that year, you know, the first pass that he threw me wasn't necessarily, that play wasn't even necessarily called for me. He's like, I think that's to you. And then to come full circle at the end of the year and to catch his final pass in the Super Bowl, it just means the world to me in terms of that trust that we created. And then, you know, sealing that victory and, you know, winning on the biggest stage. Just one of the most incredible things. It's just possibilities turned into reality.
Yeah, no, it was great. I was rooting for you guys that night, I'll admit. All right, well, we'll dive in and we'll get to sports, but we'll dive into this as well. What was your knowledge of executive search prior to working in this industry? What were your initial thoughts after you got fully immersed in the industry?
Yeah, my initial thoughts were, It's kind of like sports. You have to put the right people on the right bus for your company to succeed. And that's kind of how I saw it. So I already have another business where my business, Portico Business Strategies, were helping companies grow their revenue and profit 3 to 10 times. And how could I even enhance that even more? And that's why I joined and partnered up with Steve and his team at Z3 Talent, just because that is very important in terms of business, which you can't be successful if people aren't on the right bus. And
that's perfect.
Right now, talent is so hard to come by. And you're seeing the great resignation. You're seeing people wanting to work from home. And how do you really get that right talent? Because this could be a $1 million mistake if you don't have the right person. It's no different than free agency in the NFL. You see sometimes these teams, which are companies, overpay for the wrong talent. A talent that doesn't necessarily fit in their scheme and what they're trying to do long term. And that's a bad investment. And that's kind of how I see it in the business world. My dad being a corporate executive for Ford Motor Company, vice president of Ford Motor Company for 11 plus years. And, you know, that was super important thing that, you know, he helped me understand in terms of business, is that like you need an incredible team, and executive search is it does that, you know, especially Steve and the way he goes about his business being a retained executive search firm. You know, it's just very hands-on work. It's very detailed work. And that's why I appreciate it so much.
Benny, how did your career in professional sports prepare you for the transition into search? And what leadership qualities do you think you were able to bring over from your career? And was any coach or player most influential on you?
I would say, what made me ready? The NFL makes you ready in terms of the discipline that you need to have with executive search. You know, this is not a one size fits all.
Right.
It takes some time. You know, there's relationships. There are deep dives that we do as a company that really helps that detail. And at the end of the day, it comes down to relationships. It comes down to who do you know? How do you help them win? And I think Z3's, you know, mission statement, you know, connections that make a bold impact. Mm. And that starts with relationships. In the NFL, it's all about relationships. It's about getting on the same page. It's about building rapport. It's about helping one another to get to this ultimate goal. At the end of the day, these companies want to continue to grow and build their revenue, build their profit. And how do you do that? You have the right people. You have incredible people that fit on the team together and that can work together. And that's definitely what I learned in the NFL. From a coaching standpoint, I would say all of my coaches have had an impact on me, but I would start with Mark D'Antonio at Michigan State.
Sure.
And that's somebody who had a lot of continuity on his staff. That staff fit really well together, and there wasn't much turnover there. And that's because of the way he treated the entire staff, players, but the staff, there was a lot of continuity there. I would say, I think Coach D'Antonio was there for 11 or 12 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had other coaches go to other places, but pretty much that entire staff was there that entire 12 years. That speaks to him as a leader. So I would say he had a great impact on me. And I would say Gary Kubiak and also Sean Payton. These are people who understand their culture and what they want. So it's easy for them to plug and play. Now, it's not necessarily that easy in terms of the corporate world, but that's what you have an executive retained search firm for. To, hey, let's see what your culture is. Let's see what you stand for. And let's go out and find the right people that actually fit into that. And I think that's one of the things that you see these incredible NFL teams. You see a dynasty like the Patriots. Mm-hmm. They had a core nucleus. Bill Belichick is the CEO. You had Tom Brady as the CEO on the field. And you have Robert Kraft, who's obviously the owner. But they don't just allow anybody into and onto their team. And I think that's why they've been so successful. Things that Z3 does is that, like, hey, what do you really want out of this position?
Yeah.
And let's go get the best candidate, and let's take our time getting the best candidate. Not let's just put butts in seats. No, let's get the right person. Let's do a behavioral assessment. Let's see how your C-suite functions, and then let's go get the right talent for you.
And consistency, that's a great point, because I think of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've had three coaches in my lifetime, from Chuck Knoll to Bill Cowher to now Mike Tomlin, who's as good as it gets. That consistency matters. It gives you kind of a basis.
Absolutely. That foundation is incredible, and Pittsburgh is definitely one of those organizations where they have a standard.
Yeah.
And they when they make a hire, they just don't make a hire to make one. It's very thoughtful. And I think that's, you know, what I love about working with Steve and partnering with Steve is that he's a very thoughtful person in terms of what he's doing in terms of executive search. And I think that is super important. And yeah, I try to be very thoughtful just as an entrepreneur in terms of the people I'm partnering with. And it was a no-brainer working with Steve.
Yeah. What do you think the hardest aspect of your transition from sports to executive search and recruiting was?
I would say the hardest transition would be probably the fact that a lot of people want to talk about the NFL and how I got there. And then instead of, like, you know, really focusing on the business, but I don't mind that. But I want them to also see me as an entrepreneur, as a business leader.
Sure.
And I think that has been the hardest part, which isn't a bad thing, but they, you know, you're an athlete and tell us about that. And which is incredible. And I love sharing those stories, but I also, you know, got my degree in economics. I've often been certified in executive coaching. I also grew up in an entrepreneurial household and a C-suite household. So I have a lot of different and other things to me.
You know, that's exactly what I thought about when we were building this podcast. Was I wanted to make sure we got Benny Fowler, the entrepreneur, and not just Benny Fowler, the football player. It's a difficult, I can see where that would be a difficult aspect, no question. So I completely get that. Benny, discuss the importance of culture fit as it pertains to your client companies and how this compares, dare I say, to sports.
Culture is everything. Culture is everything. And we're seeing that at a high rate right now in terms of people leaving because they don't feel like they fit in the culture. They don't feel like they fit onto the team. And I think, you know, we have Luke Wyckoff on the Z3 talent team who does a behavioral assessment to make sure we do like a fun exercise with the already existing C-suite. And then we go try to find the candidate that fits best into that position with the personalities that are already there. That's one thing that I learned about Sean Payton. I'll never forget my first meeting with Sean Payton. So Drew Brees is the one who wanted to bring me in because we had worked out together in the offseason. And Sean comes up to me during training camp and he says, look, you're one of Drew's guys. We're going to give you a chance and we're going to see what you got. But this is who I need you to be. And these are the people who are getting the ball. You've been a B-plus player. I need you to be an A-plus player for you to make this team. Doesn't matter about the amount of catches. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. And that transparency and that and him helping me and also helping me see myself in the culture and on the team is super important. And I think that's what we do at Z3 is that we help the culture that's already we'd like to see the culture that's already existing. And then how do we go find the right candidate that fits right into that culture? And I think that's super important, especially for an organization that's growing and filling in an important position.
I'm going to call an audible on my next question. Justin, I'm going to adjust it ever so slightly.
Okay.
Do you think your life, your previous experiences, everything gives you a different perspective on search? And the reason I change it is not just because of what you've done as an athlete, but as you mentioned, you grew up in basically a C-suite household. So does that all give you a different perspective on search?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I've seen it from different things. I've seen it from so many different points of view. Not only my mom starting her own practice as a lawyer and having to hire the right people, but then also my dad having, you know, being a COO of Jaguar and Land Rover and going over him being a corporate asset and how he fits into different teams and cultures. And then at Ford Motor Company, being the vice president, having to make hires and approve certain things and always functioning as a team. And then my sports background, I mean, team is literally everything. And there is no difference in terms of talent in the NFL from team to team. How do we get everybody in the NFL is a pro. And that's what I love about being in the pros. And that's what I love about talking to the NFL. Everybody's a pro. But how do all these pieces fit together?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most important things that get overlooked. There's no difference between the Jacksonville Jaguars this year and the Denver Broncos in terms of talent, but in terms of talent placement and talent fit, in terms of scheme, structure, where we're going, what we know we can achieve, there's a big difference in terms of that. There's a big difference in terms of the ownership and leadership. There's a big difference in between the coaches. And how do we get this talent to actually work together? My rookie year in Denver, John Fox was the coach, and we went 12-4.
Right.
We fired John Fox, and we hired Gary Kubiak the next year, and then we win the Super Bowl. That was a small tweak, but that was an incredible decision right there by John Elway and the ownership staff to fire a coach who had the number one seed to hire somebody else who takes that team to the next level. You saw it with the Pistons and Rick Carlisle taking them to the Eastern Conference Finals. They fire him, then they hire Larry Brown, then they win the championship. And you also see it in business as well. You see some of these private equity companies where they change the C-suite or they change the president or CEO, and then the business takes off. So that's why I think Z3 talent has given me such a – that's why I like to bring my entire background, not just a sports background, but
sure.
backgrounds as well into that perspective of search.
Discuss how you work on your searches to ensure the best placement possible. You know, how do you put it together?
You really have to take time to get to know the people. Getting to know the people on both sides, the company, what they want, really going into the company, walking around, seeing how people interact, how they go about their business on a day-to-day. I think that is super important. And then on the candidate side, okay, how do they fit in? You know, tell me their story. I want to see what their story is and what they really understand and what they really want out of the job. And then how it fits into that other company. I think that is the most important thing, having conversations. Because resumes say one thing, but you and I having a conversation says another thing.
No question. What else would you like to cover today before we wrap up?
I don't know. I just enjoy talking to you, man. Like, this is a really good conversation. So I just appreciate it. I think, you know, Z3 is one of the top search firms in the country for a reason. And that's, you know, that starts with Steve's leadership and who he is as a person. And then the attention to detail. And then you have Ellen Bodie, who is his partner at the top, who does incredible work. I think, you know, they form an incredible partnership. It's fun to work with them. And it's fun to see companies succeed because a candidate has been placed in the right position and situation to succeed.
And you seem like you have made, and I know this is difficult for a lot of athletes, but you seem to have made a very seamless adjustment transition. And credit to you for that. And I know you've got a great background. You've talked about your parents, but I congratulate you on making this move out of the NFL and into what is clearly a very successful career. You seem to be part of a great team there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It hasn't been seamless, but I have, you know, I have great friends, mentors, and, you know, I've leaned on a lot of people, and you cannot get something if you don't ask for it. And I've asked for a lot of mentorship. I've asked for a lot of guidance, and I've gotten that from great people here in the Colorado area, but then also my parents just being there. So I appreciate you saying that.
Well, I appreciate you for coming on, having this conversation, and trying to, I know, you know, introduce us to Benny Fowler, the person, the entrepreneur, but also at least letting us talk a little sports as well. And I admit, in my other life, I'm a play-by-play announcer and a sports talk host, so I enjoy that piece of it as well. So I'm really grateful for the time today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you, Rob. Thanks.
Well, that's all the time we have here today. Alongside Benny Fowler of Z3 Talent, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks.